Hello, everyone, and welcome to season one, episode two of the Wondering Podcast. I'm your host, Mary, and this is.
Kira.
And again, we are so excited to be with you for episode two. Kira, I have a question for you.
Okay.
What? This is kind of how I want to start each episode because I think it's good to like check in and kind of circle us back to the theme of the podcast. But what is something that you find wonderful right now?
Okay. So, I've like briefly told you about this because you're coming to visit me.
It's true.
But there is this coffee shop. It's like a couple blocks down from where one of the locations that I work at. And they have a blue spirulina latte with cold foam. And it is utterly wonderful because it's blue, right? But then they put like this delicious vanilla cold foam on top. And it's an iced coffee and it's so good. And I have been obsessed with it. I have an espresso machine and I probably should not be buying coffee out, but a couple times a week I go there.
Okay, so let me ask you this then.
Okay.
It's a blue coffee? So is it like blue coffee beans that they.
No, so blue spirulina, it's like a superfood. I don't really know what it
Oh.
does, but it's like a blue powder, but it doesn't taste like that. All it is it's just, I don't even know. It's so fun. It's like a blue coffee.
That's
I'll have to
so
take you
interesting.
there.
Wait,
I'm
it's
going to
blue
take you
coffee
there.
or is it blue powder?
So it's blue powder in the
Do
coffee.
they. So they put it in the coffee. They make
Yeah.
like a cold brew and then they put blue powder in.
Yeah, so it's kind of like layered.
Oh.
So the bottom is like dark blue, right? So that's how you get it. It's dark blue, and then it's like your latte, so right? So it's like brown. And then the top is cold foam. And then you mix it all together, and it's just
Okay.
the best.
So we're gonna go. I think cold foam, I've gotten so used to putting cold foam on coffee, on like iced coffee, that like when I don't have it, I'm like, where's the
Do you
cold
make
foam?
your own cold foam?
I haven't cracked dairy-free cold foam yet.
Oh.
Because you need like you well like essentially how you make cold foam is like half and half and like whole milk or no, it's like heavy cream and whole milk or something and then sugar and then you like use a milk frother.
Yeah.
Right? So I haven't cracked like I haven't cracked a dairy-free version of that that I would feel good about consuming on a daily basis, and I'm almost feeling like I shouldn't even go there because that's just a lot of sugar and a lot of like
Yeah.
processed fatty
What about
junk,
coconut
probably.
cream? Because you know how they
Coconut
have,
cream?
yeah, because you can get coconut cream in a can. And it's really thick and fluffy. I feel like if you like whipped that up with some like coconut milk.
That might be good. I have to decide if I like coconut or not.
Yeah. I feel that. Like some days it's like, oh, coconut latte sounds good or coconut whatever.
You know,
But
it's so
sometimes it's not.
overpowering though, you know?
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, my main personality trait is that I'm dairy free and recently gluten free because I decided, you know, like the whole trend where it's like 2025 in, 2025 out. It's like, okay, out for this year's tummy aches. Like, I'm not doing it anymore. No more tummy aches, which means no more dairy and no more gluten for Mary.
I love my tummy aches.
Oh.
Just kidding. Sometimes, okay, this is a hot take, and then we'll get into your wonder theme. I just need to spiral for 1 second.
Okay.
There's something comforting about having a tummy ache, though.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know
Because
what your
it's
tummy
like,
aches are like, but no.
no, but it's like you get home from work and you have a little bit of a tummy ache, so you get to lay down, and it's just like an excuse. I think it's because I'm such a busy person all the time and I like never rest. So, but when I have a tummy ache, it's like, oh, well, now I have to lay down for a bit and like rest. So
Yeah.
for me, it's like, it's almost like, well, no, I have a tummy ache or cramps or something, so I have to lay down, I have to rest.
I agree with that when it comes to like cramps, but when it comes to like a tummy ache, I just feel like I did something horrible and now I'm paying the consequences, you know?
Yeah.
Like I ate the thing I wasn't supposed to eat and now it hurts, you know?
Yeah. To be honest with you, I cannot remember the last time I had a tummy ache. I healed my
Good.
knee. Yeah.
You go, girl.
I know. And I eat so I used to be so healthy and now I'm like medium.
Mine was like I had a tummy ache consistently after Christmas Eve and Christmas dinner. I
No.
think people put dairy and mashed potatoes, and I can't resist mashed potatoes,
Yeah,
period.
I love mashed potatoes. Anything potatoes?
I think potatoes are maybe God's greatest creation. I'm serious.
Is true. Because honestly, I could survive off of French fries.
Oh, I know. Give me a Chick-fil-A waffle fry, and you'll see what I can do.
Okay, but okay, that's actually something that does give me a tummy ache is Chick-fil-A.
I
But I
had
don't really ever eat it. It's like
Chick-fil-A when
that. What?
I had it tonight, and I feel great.
Really?
Yeah,
See,
Cane's
but
though.
that's the opposite for me. See, Cane's doesn't give me a tummy ache.
What the heck? Cane's
You
is
know,
like,
that was actually one of our biggest disagreements. Like, remember when we were
yeah.
like, wait, do you want to go to Chick-fil-A or Cane's? I was like, no, I want to go to Cane's. You're like, no, let's go to Chick-fil-A. We would
And
always
then
disagree on
one day
that.
we went to both.
Oh, yeah.
We went to Cane's for you and Chick-fil-A for me. That was so funny. That's a good compromise.
Yeah. Anyways, you need to answer the question now. What is
Okay.
something you found wonderful?
Oh gosh. Actually, right now there is plenty. I feel like because I alluded to this last week, I should talk about it this week. Well, first of all, actually, just one real quick is I finished This Is Us, and I'll probably bring it up later because of our topic today, but I finished This Is Us all 6 seasons and it was amazing. Okay, that was done with that. But this week I went to the SEEK conference, which is with Focus, and it was absolutely amazing. I went to the Washington, D.C. one, and there were 3,500 young Catholic adults, and it was just so fun. We did a lot of praise and worship. I went with like a bunch of my cousins, and we're just like super outgoing people to the point where it's like we're the weird ones because we're so outgoing, you know? And like we kind of made it our goal to just literally meet as many people as possible. So I would say I probably met like hundreds of people this weekend, like
Wow.
hundreds, because every time I would go anywhere, I'd be like, hi, what's your name? Like, and I met a bunch of like religious sisters and priests and like just a bunch of really cool, awesome people. And I think that it was just such a good weekend and I found it so wonderful. And also, like, my sister came and it was her first Sikh. I went last year as well, but it was just awesome. And I also did a project with my friend Simon, who went to the other location in Salt Lake. And it's like we both took photos on our film cameras and he's gonna put them together into a video, which I think is gonna be really cool because we're both at different locations. And I'm excited because with film, like you never know how the photos are gonna come out until they come out. I was trying to capture moments because I didn't want to just take pictures of people. I'm like, oh, like these people are dancing, that's fun. Let me take a picture of that. So a majority of the photos I captured from this weekend were on the film camera. And I'm so excited to see how they turn out. But yeah, it was such a good week. And I'm excited to like see how the fruit kind of comes from that. Because I feel like God planted so many seeds on my heart for like the year and like what he wants for me. And a lot of it was like kind of hard, difficult for me to hear, you know? But I think like it'll help me to grow so much in the long run of just like continuing to pray with like what God was telling me this weekend and stuff like that. So yeah, overall it was such a good week. So yeah.
Is Sikh, is it just like worship or is it like talks or what exactly is it?
So it's a conference. So like a day in the life looks like in the morning you would wake up and like get breakfast or whatever, and mass would be at like 9, and then there would be like a keynote speaker, so yeah, like a talk, and then you break out into sessions. So there's like, oh, well, yeah. So there's like a men's and women's session, which was really fun because like men and women are so different in like how we operate. So it's really good to be like with just the girls. And it's like, oh, or
Yeah.
it's like girl talk, you know? And then from there you go into impact sessions. So they have a bunch of like multiple choice, like pick whatever talk you want to go to, like all different topics, in all these different rooms. So like, oh, what are some examples? I went to like a theology of the body talk, which was really cool because like as actors, like specifically, like we love theology of the body. And then like what other talks did I go to? I like can't think of it. Oh, I went to one that was like the hurry is destroying your relationship with Jesus, basically. Like you have to slow down, basically, which like I needed to hear. Like stuff like that, like on different like niche level topics. And then in the evening, like there would be like an entertainment portion of the night. So like it was either like adoration or like praise and worship, or there was Jervis Campbell came, who's like a Christian artist, and he d like played a concert, which was so fun. So yeah, like lots of fun stuff. And then you have like vendors in the hallway, and you got to like meet all these different like mission groups and stuff. And yeah, it was just like super fun. And then it's like all people my age, which was also really cool to be around people who all love Jesus, you know, and like a commonality like that like allows you to like I said, like make conversation with people that you normally like wouldn't think to, you know?
So it's only for people like yours and my age.
So focus, it's put on by Focus Ministries, which is primarily on college campuses, but like anyone can go and get a ticket for it. But like college campuses bring like the ministry focused campuses like will bring their college students there like as a trip, you know? Yeah, so it was really
That's
cool.
cool. That's so fun.
Yeah, I had such a good experience and I'd recommend going. It's like the first 5 days of your year and it's like a really good
Yeah.
reason, you know?
That's such a good way to start your year as opposed to other ways people start their years.
I know. I was like, I'm gonna avoid the everybody at the gym thing.
But honestly, yeah. See, that's the thing is I usually get my motivation in December for that.
Same.
But then I feel embarrassed going in January because I'm like, I don't want to be a part of the crowd that just
I
goes in
know. I
January.
was
So then
thinking
I
that
like
too.
die off in January and then I have to like start back up in like February.
Well, I was thinking that today. I was like, oh, people probably, like, I don't know. I don't know how I come across, and I don't really care. Like,
Yeah.
whatever. My workout
You
journey.
shouldn't care.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not in love with my gym right now. Cause I go to, no, I shouldn't name it. But like, you know, it's the cheap one. And
Oh, that's annoying.
I'm like, I would prefer to go somewhere that has like classes or like I love, I'll admit it, I love Zumba. Like I would love to go to a Zumba class.
Ooh.
Okay. So, or cycling class or
We
something
should
like
go
that.
to a Zumba class while you're here.
Oh, I'm down. We will. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I love like organized group fitness. I was a dancer, you know?
Yeah. I really want to take like a Pilates sculpt class. Where
Oh,
it's like
that'd be freaking.
ballet infused.
I want to try bar.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's like kind of the same thing. Yeah, I love cycling though. I've only done it a few times, but that is so fun. Because they put on like such good songs in your headphones and you're like doing it to the beat and it's so fun.
I'd be down to do any of the above. I feel like someday I'm gonna get really into biking. Not cycling, but
Honestly,
like
you do.
outdoor biking.
That is so funny because I can picture that for your future.
Thank you. Thank you.
I
No.
could. I'll go with you, but only with you. I feel like I'm too scared because I fell off my bike when I was a kid. That is like, here's my tip.
Childhood trauma.
I never want to talk about this ever again, but I'll say it right now just for the record. I have a scar on my chin and it's from falling off a bike, and I had to get 25 stitches.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was like 12.
That's what that's from? Because I
Yeah.
remember seeing it, but I don't know what I thought it was
It's
from. I have a scar on my knee falling off a bike. It's okay.
barely there. I got laser on it once, so it's like pretty much gone. But yeah, I fell off my bike going down a hill face first. My chin and jaw took the whole impact.
Ow!
I
Thank God
know.
you didn't like shatter your jaw.
Yeah, I was such an adventurous kid up until that point, and then I
Like
like.
Zac Efron, didn't he shatter his jaw?
Yeah, no, they said when I went to get the like they did like an x-ray on my jaw and they said that in the future I could have jaw issues. But so far I'm fine, so I hope that was just them falsely predicting the future.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad your teeth aren't like messed up or anything.
No, I only had to get braces for like a year.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. It was just like it they were shocked at how little damage was done based off of the impact, because I was going down a steep hill on a bike, my front tire went into a ditch, and I flew over the handles of my bike and hit the ground chin first.
Your brain.
Yeah, I mean, I could have died. It could have snapped my neck. But
Okay.
I had like no other.
God was like, I'm gonna save her for the Wondering Pod.
Yeah, I had to
For
be
the pod.
on the podcast, so I just couldn't die then.
Exactly. Speaking of the pod, we should probably get into today's topic.
Yeah, we've been yapping. Let's go.
I don't know how much time we have left, but we'll probably do this topic like at least 8 more times. But today we're gonna talk about acting. Kira and I are both actors. Hey, actresses. I don't know,
Yeah.
and today we kind of wanted to talk about our journey with acting, kind of where we started, where we are now, and where we hope to go in the future, and like kind of how we want to grow. I can start if you'd like.
You should.
Like, okay. My relationship with acting is, I mean, interesting. I mean, I always love hearing how people like actors become actors, but I from like when I was really little, I loved musical theater and I also loved watching TV. And I was also a dancer. I started dance when I was 2. And like continued, that's like a huge part of this is like I did dance for 15 years, which is crazy because dang, I can't do much of it anymore. But I think like for me, I started taking acting classes at my dance studio, which was a performing arts studio. And I started doing that probably when I was 8. But like it was kind of like, oh, this is like fun. Like I love theater and theater's fun and acting's fun. And it never really changed for me throughout all of high school. Like I was still like, oh, this is fun. Like I was never like, I'm gonna do acting because I think I really wanted to do musical theater and I really wanted to make it a musical theater, but I always had this like sense of doubt when it came to musical theater specifically because I wasn't really confident in either my dancing, my voice or my acting. So I was like, well, so I was like trying to do all three at once and kind of not failing at all of them, but not being really great at any of them. And I think like for a lot of years, I suffered from like a lot of anxiety when it came to dance specifically. Yeah, I'll get into that eventually. I'll tell that whole story eventually, but that's a topic for another day, I think. But acting was always like something that was like, oh, I'm gonna play an acting class. And I remember learning, let me see, I learned a little bit about Meisner in when I was, in high school learning acting. But none of the scripts were that deep or interesting. It was a lot of like one-off scenes, like scene study type classes. And then whatever, I kind of gave up on that, went to do a couple auditions for musical theater schools and was like, okay, I give up on this because I had so much going on and I couldn't really like commit to it. And I decided, okay, whatever. I ended up just going to school for like theater and communications. But like when I went to that school for theater, the first class ended up being like a theater history class. And I was like, this is the most dry, boring thing I've ever done. And I think that is when I like figured out like I need to perform. Like I got the bug early on. Like I know there's something in me that needs to perform. Like ever since I was a kid, I loved being on stage. But I need to like do it. So I ended up leaving that school and I found JB Catholic and I originally went for film and then I switched quickly to acting. So acting kind of found me weirdly. Like I don't know, I kind of fell into it because I was like, oh, like I might as well do it. This isn't making a lot of sense, but like that's kind of
It
how it
is.
happened. It didn't make sense until it made perfect sense. Like once I like sat into the acting class, like I was like, oh, this is where I was supposed to be. Like this is it. And I kind of had to erase everything I knew about acting because it was a lot of like performance-based stuff, like and the method that we learned was very much based on like talking and listening and letting things affect you and acting on impulses, which is just really different than like what I had learned, which is like, oh, like this is your blocking, this is how you should say it, do it that way and go, you know? So it definitely flipped like what I thought acting was. And there were a lot of like highs and lows and insecurities throughout college within acting and a lot of low moments and breakthroughs. But I loved that like what Lieski and Caitlin Slater, our wonderful professors, were so great about teaching us was like that, like it's okay to feel whatever it is that's in there because it all like is part of the human experience and it's all going to make you a better actor. And like that was like a huge breakthrough for me. And then like I mean, I ended up doing my senior thesis project and it was another huge learning experience. And yeah, now I am graduated with an emphasis in acting and a minor in musical theater. So we had a little taste of everything. And from here, I just am ready for whatever's next. I really have been feeling like I really want to do something in acting again. There's a project at the end of this year that I'm really excited about that I probably shouldn't talk about too much because I don't know, but I love dropping the line. Like I feel so special. I'm like, I can't really say too much, but
Hint, hint, Mary and I are in it together.
and maybe we play best friends, guys.
Maybe we do.
Dream role. So yeah, there's like that's like a huge project coming up, but like other than that, I've got nothing and I want to do more theater and I want to do my dream right now is to be in an episodic TV show like This Is Us. That is like my dream. Like that is like if I can do something like that, oh gosh, it will be like crowning moment of my existence probably. So yeah, that's like a little bit of my journey. And yeah, but Kira has a little bit of a different journey, but like some of our journey obviously overlapped eventually. But I'm interested to hear kind of what you have to say.
So, like, backstory. Well, first of all, I loved listening to that. That was so great.
Oh, thanks. I know I was kind of like r rushing through, so like I kind of skipped and hopped around, but
I
like,
know, but we'll get back to different stuff too.
yeah.
Yeah. So I like backstory. I grew up, my dad was in, like, we traveled a lot for his work. And so I moved around a lot. But basically, the thing that I did everywhere that we went growing up from when I want to say 6 years old. I think I was like from when I was 6 years old, I did theater everywhere. I would do like musical theater. I would do plays. The church that I went to had, we had this really amazing teacher, and she wrote and directed her own Christian musicals. And so every year, like, there was so much excitement around, like, what was her show going to be about and like who was going to get cast in it. And I remember, like, 6-year-old Kira was like determined to get the leading role. And I never got the leading role until 1 year I did. And I remember I was like, watch out, everybody, here I come. Like, at role, I was so competitive, but I was also so excited about it. Like, it was my life. Like, I would think about it when I went to bed. I was very obsessive about it. That did not stop. It only got worse.
Yep, it
So
all
then,
starts somewhere.
yeah, and that was like 6 years old. So you have to think that this is like a lifelong dream for me. And then I remember my breakout role was the cat in Cat in the Hat. You
Yes.
know, it
In
just
wait, in The Cat in the Hat, not like Susical or anything.
Susical the Musical.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I played the Cat in the Hat.
Every year
And
could be a Susical at some point.
yeah. And I was probably 10 or 11 at that point. And I remember I told everyone that I was getting that role for probably the first month of like the camp that we went to. I told everyone, I was like, I am the Cat in the Hat. You do realize that, right? So then I got the role because I think the directors were like, well, She's obsessed, so we need to give her the role. And then from then on, I played Snow White and I did a bunch of shows. And then I did Alice in Wonderland, where I had actually, I'm not gonna tell this story. We should not. I don't know. I had an understudy while I was doing Alice in Wonderland, and she got to do one of the shows. She got to do Saturday Night Show, and I knew that. It wasn't like a surprise. Like, they told me, like, we want you to play Alice, like, you're our main Alice, but she's the understudy and she gets to do one of the performances. But I remember competitive, like, 13, 14-year-old Kira was like, this is my show, which was so dumb.
I
What?
mean, stepped on your role.
But it wasn't like she stepped on it, like, she was a great Alice too, you know?
Yeah. But
But
like, as a
me.
15-year-old, that's like fair. Like, I would have a similar reaction, I think.
Yeah, but like, you have to think that she was so chill about it. Like, I don't think she cared. She was just like there for the vibes. Like,
Yeah.
I was like, I am Alice. Like, how dare you? You
This is
know?
my career.
Yeah, like, I am born to do this. So then that was like my theater era. And then we get into Psycho Kira, which this is like a whole, this is like, they need to make a movie about a child and speech and debate, because there's something about that that is so horrifying, but also so amazing. So I did competitive speech and debate for the latter years of high school, and I did almost solely just the acting parts of it, which I'm not going to explain it too much because it's a little bit insane. But basically, you're doing a one-man show, or you have like a partner and you're doing a show. But these are like real stories about real people. So you're like getting into, like, I cried, I made people cry. Like, it
Wow.
was intense acting. And I remember I wanted to win really badly. And so I won nationals 3 times because I was so obsessed with winning.
I should.
As I should, I mean, there's so many stories within that whole time period, but I was obsessed. I was like, I wanted to do acting so bad, and I loved it. Every time I got up there, like, something in me just turned on, like, I could be myself. And it was like, I was so shy as a child, and like in high school, I was so shy. Like, I didn't really have very many friends. So, like, when I was acting, I was expressing myself fully. And it was so freeing. And so that's when I, like, my whole life I've known I've loved this. And my whole life I've told everyone I want to be an actor and I want to pursue this in whatever way. So then I went to JP Catholic. And for the first year, I was a film major because I thought, well, I want to be an actor, but it's not very smart to go to school for acting. So let me go to school for film.
Literally what I did
I
too.
know, it's crazy. But I remember I was like always on like projects acting. And I forget who or like what happened. But, anyways, somebody was like, well, you need to take acting class. Like, you should just take an acting class. And I was like, okay, let me try it out. So I like emailed Professor Eske and I was like, hey, I know I'm a film major, but like, can I drop in for an acting class? And I remember I walked into that room. And I sat down and I was utterly obsessed. I remember I would show up and literally I would read all the chapters and I would sit there and I would have so many questions. And I found my people there. Like, it was the first time because I mean, I'd obviously so many wonderful people in my life and so many great friendships, but I just remember being around people who shared this like passion that I didn't know. Like, I thought it was all alone. I thought I was like the only person that had these like huge desires and dreams and like loved acting. And then I met like all of you guys, and shout out Tortsov and Caitlin, and everyone who's just like my best friends in the whole world. And it just was like, I we'll look back on those 2 years as like the best 2 years ever. I mean, I'm sure there's better years to come, but like,
I agree. No,
so fun.
it was magic. Like, it
It
was like
was magic.
the perfect storm of human beings together, and like pushed each other and challenged each other and encouraged each other, and like it was not toxic at all. It was just the
It
best.
was literally never, never, ever. And I like became who I was like meant to be. And I think that's all, that's how we all were, was like we got to like fully be ourselves around each other, and there was no filter, and there was just like love and appreciation and joy, and it was, yeah. And it only like grew my love for acting, and I graduated a year before Mary, but like in the time that I've been graduated, I got to do a really fun theater production and a couple of like short films that were really fun. And it's just, yeah, I'm so excited. I think like my dream with acting is I would love to do like a little bit of everything. Like there's a book series, it's called oh my gosh, I'm blanking on it. Throne of Glass. Yeah, that's what it's called. Throne of Glass. I've literally read the book, so I don't know, I'm forgetting. But I would love to do like the fantasy action, but then I would love to do romance or thriller. Honestly, I'd do anything. There's so many stories I'd love to tell, but yeah.
I feel like I feel like I relate to you in that, like, when I was a kid, like, it would keep me up at night. Like, I just had to, and like,
Like the Tangled song, I Got a Dream.
oh my gosh, literally. And like, that's literally why I would relate to Rapunzel so much. Like, I'm not even kidding. I'd be like, oh my gosh, I have a dream. Like, and I remember too, when I was like a child, I was so obsessed with Disney Channel, and like, for some reason, it was Shake It Up for me. I don't know why. I think it's because it was about two girls that were 13 that got to be on TV as dancers. And I was like, that is my dream forever. And I was like, I need to be on Disney Channel so bad. It was also like the time in Disney Channel where like everyone was famous. Like everyone was like Hannah Montana was a pop star in Shake It Up, like famous. And like everyone had some, like High School Musical was a big musical, you know, like Sharpay, you know? So like I was like, I need to do that. And obviously now I'm like, okay, I don't need to be famous, but I just want to be an actor. But like when I was a kid, like I remember like stalking, like I would go on backstage at the age of like 10. Like that's like how crazy it was. And I would also be sitting there being like, okay, like can't do it. But I was like, I need to move to California and be an actor. And then like look at me now, like I'm moving to California to be an actor. Like that's crazy. And but it happened in like the way God intended it. Like instead of going to like some musical theater school, like I went to like Catholic school where I like took like Christian classes and like was able to like work with people that were like of faith and like I said, supportive and great, you know?
Yeah, well, we learned acting in a way that is so holistic that if
Healthy.
we would have if we would have learned it in any other environment, we wouldn't be as real, honest, raw, excited actors, I don't think. Because we learned it in an environment that was so healthy, but also we learned it in a way that aligns with like what we believe in.
And the other thing I loved about the program specifically was like I never felt like I had to like I don't know what the word is, but like I never felt like I was like grasping at straws to even get a chance to do anything. Like I always felt like there was enough work for us all to do something in our niche. And I always felt seen by our professors. I mean, that's the other thing about being at a small school, but like I think like it literally was just absolutely perfect. The only thing I wish was that we had more time in the class. Like that we could have played more, that we could have like learned more. That's like the only thing I wish we had more of. But like it was honestly like those were such great years, and I think they set us up so perfectly to like go into the industry like confident in what we know and also like humble enough to know that we don't know everything, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I love that.
So yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a good question to wrap this up.
Oh. Well, I don't know.
What's your
Oh, what do
favorite
you?
role you've played?
Oh, my favorite role I've played. Recently, it's been in between. Well, I'm gonna have to go with Beatrice in Much Ado About Nothing, because that was such a breakthrough role for me. Doing Shakespeare was so out of my comfort zone. And basically, what happened was the girl who was originally cast to play Beatrice, halfway through the production, had to step away. So I got put in as Beatrice. So it was this kind of like huge undertaking. And I just was like so proud of like the dynamic that Donovan and I found as Benedict and Beatrice. And like I loved that whole production period. So fun. What about you?
It's definitely Yelena from Uncle Vanya, but honestly, Emmy from Doll's House was just such a, it was like a nice big exhale, it felt like, just to get up there and like her monologues are so pointed. They were so fun to do. Like her monologues were the best monologues I've ever done. But I loved playing Yelena because it was my first theater role in a long, long time where I really got to take on a character for a long period of time. I never done that before, and I really got like I got to taste something that I never done before, really.
And like, we don't have a lot of time to talk about this, but I just want to say that, like, Kira, you were like not anti-theater, but you were so pro-film for so long. And I remember that, like, watching you during Uncle Vanya, I feel like that was a huge breakthrough. And I remember, like, opening night watching Kira, and like, all of a sudden, you had this big, beautiful, like, theater voice that filled the room. And I remember your note, like, every week was like, I need more volume, Kira, like more volume. And then like opening night, I was like,
I know.
oh
I
my
turned it on the
God,
night before I went home and I was like, you're not. Excuse my French, I wanted to cuss right there. I don't know why it like almost came out of me. I was like, what are you doing? But I was like, you're not screwing this up for yourself. Like you are going to give yourself like you know how to do this. But it was like such a block for myself for whatever reason. I have no idea why it was such a block for me. But yeah, I literally like spent the whole night just perfecting my theater voice, and the next day I showed up and I
you
did
had it.
it.
Oh, we have to wrap it up, and I wish we didn't.
I know, it's so sad.
But stick around and we'll see you next week on the Wondering Podcast.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.